The End of the Road Tavern isn't exactly where the road ends, but it's close. A few Forest Service roads branch into the mountains, and there are a few cabins up Rainbow Creek, but otherwise, most traffic stops at the tavern. Donnie Butler owns it, bartends, cooks, and breaks up fights. He closes Monday and on Christmas, but otherwise, Donnie is always open. No one around Up Creek recalls him taking a vacation, and if he's ever been sick, it was on a Monday. His cabin is in the woods behind the bar, but none of us regulars have ever set foot inside. Most of us can't imagine him in such a domestic setting, and the others think the house is just his storage area. You want to know what's happening around Up Creek? The end of the road is where you can find out. Who's poaching what and where, who's catching cutthroat and what size, whose wife is cheating with who, and whose kid is going to prison for what crime. 2 years ago, Donnie got a license to sell hard stuff, figuring to double his profits like a lot of the taverns downriver, which he did. A lot of profit in a bottle of Jack, not so much in a keg of beer. Donnie noticed even the women started coming around, ordered cocktails he had to learn how to make, and these were very profitable. Plus, the ladies brought a fresh clientele and a new atmosphere. He put some checkered tablecloths on the stained tables, tidied up a bit, and added salads to the menu. The end of the road seemed like the start of something. This hunting season, a couple of Seattleites celebrated 2 buck kills a little too exuberantly. Double shots, they shouted deep into the night until Trapper Jim, also deep into his cups, took umbrage at the out-of-towner's good luck and, well, his own lack thereof. Later, Donnie admitted at the trial he should have quit serving all three. Hindsight doesn't need a high magnification scope. Jim was untying a 6-point from the hunter's Range Rover roof when they stumbled into the parking lot. Words were exchanged, push came to shove, and Jim pulled his .30-30 Winchester off his Chevy pickup's rack and shot one of the men, who lived, fortunately. But that's why the end of the road no longer serves booze and why women drink downstream, or quietly at home.